fantastic. Thank you, ministers of grace. More grace. No, it's strange to see Flex come. Don't worry, we are in the same boat. I'm not this calm.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All other gods, they are the works of men.
You are the only one. There is none like you.
Thank you. worship him. Is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. The I am that I am is his name. Reka Bomba Kalingra Rabasakaya. The one that was and is and is to come. Hallelujah. Eka Basa Daria. Your mighty God, the one that is more than enough. Hallelujah. Arabaska da bomba kengaya. Our very present help. Hallelujah. Enka Bore Brasega Riga. Give him all the praise. Jesus, you are my best friend. Reka Bomble Kaliga Ponce de Diga Rabasaria. Hey, what no man can do, you have done for me. What no man can do, you have done for me. What no man can do, you have done for me. What no man can do, you have done for me. Jesus. Welcome to church. Please, I need water. So you can see that these people are trying. How many minutes have I done? But we thank God. He's a faithful God. And we give him all the praise. When we look at where we started from, let's even take it conservatively. From the beginning of the month of August and where we are today, we give him all the praise. And then we take it stretch from the beginning of the year up to this point, He has been faithful all along. Hallelujah. There is no God like him. And it's even an insult to compare him because he's incomparable. Hallelujah. He's in a class of his own. Amen. And we should not forget these things. Because there's a tendency all around us, there's a tendency for us to forget. Because there's so much going on. Okay? And there's so much distraction. But our source, we have to hold on to it. Amen. Hallelujah. Before I go into the word, Job chapter 5. Job chapter 5. By the way, normally they will give me water. Always informing. I don't know, no. Don't bring water for me. I don't need water. I want us to look at Job chapter 5, verse 19. Because when you are walking this walk that we are walking, you have to be very conscious that you don't get disconnected from your source. He says, he shall deliver you in 6 troubles. Yes, in 7, no evil shall touch you. In famine, he shall redeem you from death, and in war from the power of the sword. You shall be hidden from the scourge of the thong, and you shall not be afraid of destruction when it comes. You shall laugh at destruction and famine, and you shall not be afraid of the beast of the earth, for you shall have a covenant with the stones of the field, and the beast of the field shall be at peace with you. You shall know that your tent is in peace. You shall visit your dwelling and find nothing amiss. Hallelujah. You shall know that your tent is at peace. You shall visit your dwelling and nothing shall be amiss. Go in the power of these words and in the might of the Almighty, knowing fully well that there will be troubles all around. But it says, in famine, he will deliver you. In destruction, you'll be at peace. That's what the Bible says. So there's no record of no famine, because some people pray and say, God, let there not be famine. There's no record of it. What sustains you in that famine is what is important. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 1. And as I begin to take us to how it was in the beginning, and this is what is meant to abstain now. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 1, I'm going to read from verse 11, and I'm going to end or stop at verse 30. But please pay attention as I read. Amen. We set off with the fact that he will deliver us and he will cause all things, even in famine, he will deliver us. Genesis 1, 11 says, then God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth. And it was so. So he said, let the earth bring forth. No, go back to verse 11. So he said, let it bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind. So what's bringing forth grass? The earth. That's what God commanded. And then he told the earth to bring forth trees. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to verse 12. And the earth brought grass, the field that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day. Then God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let there be signs, let them be for signs and seasons, and for days and years. And let them be for light in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it was so. Then God made 2 great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made also. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth. Hallelujah. And to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Amen.
In verse 11, he told the earth to bring forth grass, herbs, and then I just want you to hold on to that. And then God said, in verse 20, I continue. Then God said, let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens. So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves with which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. So the evening and the morning, the fifth day. Amen. Verse 24. Then God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth according to its kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over everything, every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of the earth, and everything whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be for food, and also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food. And it was so. Hallelujah. Then God saw everything he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Hallelujah. Amen. God started, he created the earth and everything in it in 6 days. And what God did was very meticulous, and he followed a procedure and a process. But one thing I want us to note this morning, that he told the earth to bring forth herbs and trees. He told the earth to bring forth creatures, and those things are sustained by the earth. So when you have herbs and trees that come, if you will replicate them, you need to go back to the earth and bury the seeds, and then they grow again. So they draw their sustenance from what gave birth to them. And what God commanded was the earth to bring forth. Please let me display verse 11. To bring forth. Amen. Hallelujah. When he was going to talk to the sea, he said, bring forth creatures. Okay? And they are also sustained by the water. Hallelujah. You know, when we were growing up, they give us science projects. They go and get fish or tadpole. If you make a mistake and you don't go with water, and you put the fish in a bowl and you keep moving, okay, it's going to start struggling for life. It's going to start struggling to breathe. Then they taught us that they have gills, and when the water passes over their gills, they exchange carbon dioxide for oxygen. So they have to be in water. That's why they are called aquatic beings. Amen. But the sea, the waters, produced them by the word of God, by the command of God. Hallelujah. The trees and the herbs that we see were brought forth by God's word, but the earth produced them. And so if you will get trees, hallelujah, you will go there and plant them in the earth, and they will come forth. Hallelujah. And if you think that the tree is dying, what do? You go look for better soil. Amen. And then you put it round, then you do manure, everything, and then it sprouts back to life. Hallelujah. God is very deliberate about the things that he does. Amen. Even when he was creating those creatures, he told them to multiply as well. Hallelujah. Amen. In verse 24, he spoke and then he said, let the earth bring forth living creature according to his kind, creeping things and beast of the earth, each thing, each according to his kind. And it was so. And say, God made the beast of the earth according to his kind, cattle according to his kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to his kind. And God saw that it was good. And then in verse 26, then he said, let us. He did not speak to the earth. He did not speak to the sea. And neither did he speak to the air. He said, let us make man in our image and likeness. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Amen. So you don't need to wonder when you see men. You know, some people are very daring. You see men that they walk around the streets with hyena. You know that animal, hyena. And then we say, why is he doing something dangerous? Those people are just simply obeying him. He said, let them have dominion over everything that creeps, every creature. That's what he said. So it's no wonder, it's not juju. Because some people say, he's using jazz to tame those things. It's not. That man is digging deep, knowing who he is, and making use of that. So he can hold hyena, he can tame the lion. Likewise, you and I can tame them. Hallelujah. Only if you believe. Don't go and do it. Only if you believe. Amen. When I was in secondary school, there was this guy. There's this tennis we used to, everybody wanted to buy. Except me, I didn't have any craving for those kind of things. Because there was no money to buy those kind of things. So you know what you desire. You know when things come out, when you see shoes, all those baths, you know that you're not supposed to desire these things. So that you will not get into trouble. So you just see them and you look away. But then everybody was wearing what you call stingray. If you remember stingray, grandma remembers. Hallelujah. So but we go to Bata. This one that they have killed here. We go to Bata, I will buy Cortina. That's how we go to school. But some people will come with stingray and only stingray. But stingray is a fish, right? Go check. So there was this guy that he goes to the belly of the ocean and he plays with this fish. He goes there, plays, blah, 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 and he comes back. Okay? But on this fateful day, he went there. I don't know what happened to the stingray. He stung him and the man died. But prior to that, the man could tame that stingray. Now, everything has its do's and don'ts. If you want to tame those animals, you need to learn about them. Okay? I'm saying we have dominion. Okay? If you look further down, I think verse 28. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea. It's a choice thing. Hallelujah. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and creeping creatures. But what I want to tell us this morning is not even about whether you have dominion over these things or not. Those ones are just side attractions. Amen. What I'm saying is that when you created us, man, he said, let us create man in our image and our likeness. Hallelujah. So he breathed into man the breath of life, and then man became a living soul. And this man that has become a living soul, because he has a will, has the audacity to query the very existence of the God that breathed into him and he became a living soul. Because that's what we do these days. Amen. That's what a lot of people do. They say, there's no God. So the people that believe that man came from Homo sapiens, fine. I don't know where they will run to when they get into problem, because where will they find Homo sapiens? The fish will go back to the water for sustenance. The seeds will go back to the earth so that they will spring forth. Man must go back to God so that he can be sustained. What gives birth to anything sustains it. Hallelujah. So if man says there is no God, then in a little while, it will be like plants that you plant will not nurture, will not give the earth, and then it will die off. Hallelujah. See, there's a difference between existing and living. This building exists. This building is not living. And the Bible was deliberate when he said, man became a living soul. Why? Because of the breath of the Almighty God. So some people are just existing. And you know, when we were reading Proverbs this morning, it talked about you not being envious of, if you are poor, continue with your integrity. Don't let your lips speak perverse things, and don't be a fool. We shouldn't also be envious of people that are existing, because life will soon snuff out of them if care is not taken. So if you put a fish, if you take a fish out of water, and you put him in a bowl without water, if you put him without water, okay, it's going to take a while before it dies off. And sometimes even by the time you even go by the roadside, if you buy fish on the bridge along Money Camp, sometimes you see that even though they've been there for a while, they're still twitching. Some people want to be like this kind of fish. Why? They're out of their source. And so it will be folly for that fish to think that it's going to make it to the next day. Hallelujah. Forget the fact that man continues and lives a long time. That's because of God's love. Look at what the Bible tells us in John, 1 John chapter 4, and in verse 19. He says, we love him because he first loved us. Hallelujah. Amen. We love him because he first loved us. So I was wondering, I said, so what's the essence of you telling me that he loved me before I first? So he first loved me before I loved him. So I look at it. We ought to learn from the way God's life. Okay? We need to take a cue from how we were made and who made us. So if he loved us before we've loved him, it also means that we also must love people first before we think that they should love us. Amen. Hallelujah. It has to come from you first. Love draws love. Hallelujah. That's the only thing that God has asked us to do. When we were reading Proverbs this morning, he said, don't say, I will recompense evil. No. The only thing you are allowed to recompense is love. Because that's what he did to us. He first showed us love, and then we loved him. Amen. We also ought to show people love so that they can love us. Hallelujah. And so we go back. And so if anything at all, we can only be sustained by God himself. Hallelujah. Forget all this food that you eat. It's not sustaining anything. People live and people die. Amen. Hallelujah. But what happens when they die? Or even when they are here on the earth, what happens? What do they experience? Are they experiencing God in who he is? Amen. You know, I've seen a lot of people rely on money. And they believe that with money, all the problems are solved. Money is good. I'm not saying money is not good. Hallelujah. You will get money. You will make money. Amen. But money is not all in all. Hallelujah. I've seen a man give all the money he had, all that he had, okay, simply to save the life of his wife. I mean, I'm talking about hundreds of thousands of pounds to save his wife. And yet, the woman died. So if you look at, what is he saying? God sustains man. It's not the food we eat that sustains us. If you don't eat, or if you decide to fast, are you going to die? You may be weak, no problem. But you know, after a while, your body gets used to that weakness. And that weakness now becomes your strength. Abi, you know? You are looking at me. I have a friend. That guy cannot do without food. So his body is like, his body works with a clock food. When it's lunchtime, if you don't allow him to go for lunch, his body naturally vibrates. If you say, why? You say, I need to go and eat. So one day we were traveling. We were going to somewhere in Anambra. I can't remember. Somewhere in Anambra State. So we were going by road. And then we started the journey. Before we left, he said, please, I want to go and eat. He ate. I didn't bother to eat. Then we're going. Now I asked the driver, where is the next stop? The guy said, when we get to Ore, blah, blah, blah. I said, we don't have to stop. Why must we stop? This is a private car. It's not public transport that you have to stop. Then I said, let us continue the journey. Then I said, I need to eat. And then I began to wonder, that what's wrong with this guy? So I was going to force it that, no, we're not going to stop. Then I saw that suddenly he broke out sweating. I said, please, park. Then he went to eat. He saw me in the car. He said, are you not eating? I said, no. I don't need to eat. My body does not tell me when to eat. I tell my body when I want to eat. Hallelujah. But so he's so much dependent on the food. So if you take food from that guy, it's going to be like fish out of water. It's going to be in trouble. For us, it is if you take God out of our life. That's how it's supposed to be. The breath that this air that we breathe in and out. The Bible says it was one that first gave us that breath. And then we became a living soul. So we cannot be all too knowledgeable for God and say that, you know, the way they taught us in science, they say it's an evolution. So if you want to go back to where we evolved from, we can't find it. Why? Because they are extinct. So if you trace that thing that they used to show us, the ape that was bent and walking like this, and say, you need to go back to what brought you to, where are you going to go to? There's nowhere to go to. But you can always go to God. That's the breath that brought you into being. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, if you look at the model of family that God has given us, is that model that he expects us to be working with and relating with when he's talking with us or he's working with us. So you have a father, the mother, and the children. And you know that once a mother gives birth, the child stays glued to the breast milk, okay, for a very, very long time. Because that's what is the food from the mother that sustains the child from within. Hallelujah. And so when the child first comes out, the fly cannot do anything except go back and rely on the food from the mother. And then when the child becomes of age, he begins to form. And then he begins to tell his mother, I can do without you. And remember what the Bible said this morning, that is the way to destruction when you do not give honor to your father and to your mother. Your sustenance is what gives birth to you. And so just like the baby relies on the mother for continual sustenance, even when you grow up and you say you are big, you have to always go back to the family, your father. I need this, I need that. And it takes care of everything that you need. Okay? Until you now say, I'm old enough, I can take care of myself. Now I wish I was at home. You understand? I wish I was still with my mom. I just wake up, sit down, and everything is available. Now I have to start thinking and say, So what is going to happen in 2 months' time? Or what is going to happen in 3 months' time because of these ones? Amen. If it was for me, I'll just stand now. Nothing. But you begin to say, okay, so in 3 months' time, he needs to do this. I need to do this for these children. Right? God does much more for us. Okay? He does much more. He looks ahead of time. Even before we got to here, this is the beginning of the scriptures. He said he made everything available. And then he said, you know what? Man should take care of everything. And then he put man in the garden. So everything that man will need from day one, even right now, everything God had created. God is not going to create any new earth, and he's not going to create any new being. He's not going to create any new fish. What he created, what he did from the beginning, is what is sustaining man up to now. Even man goes to 10 billion on the surface of the earth, God made that provision from the day one of creation. Hallelujah. So all this one that everybody's fretting, resources are going down, they are limited in their knowledge. Because God knows at every point in time how many people will be on the surface of this earth. And he knows what they will need. Hallelujah. And he has put it there. What has happened is that man has not discovered everything that God has made available. So some people say, the oil that we are drawing from the ground, one day will finish. That's where it will finish, where they have seen it. But God has sustenance everywhere. And you know, that's why they say they are discovering here, they are discovering there. God cannot be caught by surprise. What he has not made provision for, he has not made. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to John. I'm going to read John chapter 1. We begin to reorientate ourselves and say, often, yes, this life, there's a lot of distraction. Don't be distracted like Eve was distracted. And don't be distracted by the early man. Hallelujah. In the beginning, John 1, I read from verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Hallelujah. It says, all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. Hallelujah. When he was speaking to the earth, and God was very deliberate, he told the earth to bring forth herbs and bring forth trees. And you know what he did again? So that those things will replicate. He said he should bring forth seed that bears the life. Let's read it. Genesis 1, 11. Let's take note of it. Genesis 1, verse 11, verse 12. It says, then God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth. And it was so. And then he said, the earth brought forth grass, the earth brought the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to his kind. Hallelujah. That's why I can boldly tell you that not God is not going to create anything again. Why? Because he put that replicative power within every creature he created the day he created them. So the herbs will bear seeds so that he can continue to replenish. The trees will bear fruits, and in those fruits there will be seed, so that they can continue to reproduce. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he gave birth to us. John chapter 3. So all things that were made through him, and without him, that is Christ, nothing was made that was made. In John chapter 3, let's look at verse 6. Let me just take it from verse 1 so I put context to it. John chapter 3 verse 1. But our emphasis will be on verse 6. Hallelujah. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher come from God, for no one can do these things that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. I remember when in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, he says, behold, all things have passed away, all things have become new. When we become born again, that rebirth is a rebirth of our spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. And that which is spirit is spirit. Amen. In John chapter 4, because I've said that the sea sustains the fish, the earth sustains the trees, God sustains man. Hallelujah. And God is spirit. In John chapter 4, verse 23, it says, but the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship God. We worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. Why? God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Amen. Hallelujah. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. And that's the only reason why God can be expecting that he be worshipped at a level that he can meet us. That's why when we begin to play righteousness, it's going to be a problem. You know, when we play righteousness, we want to be holy. You do everything physically to be holy, and yet your spirit is far away from God. It will amount to nothing. And that's why even when God was going to restore us back to himself, he gave back to us by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Man is made of a body, a soul, and the spirit. Amen. God was less concerned about the body. It's the spirit, because that's where he can connect with us. Because those are the ones that he's looking for, those that will connect with him in the spirit. Because he himself is spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Before man could become a living soul, he took the breath of spirit himself for a man to become a living soul. Hallelujah. Amen. So that which gave birth to us is the spirit of God. Amen. When he formed everything from clay and all that, that formation was useless. It was never going to meet what God wanted, because it was just clay. Hallelujah. It was just everything about the Son, and he did it. And then he looked at it. But what he said in the beginning was, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. Hallelujah. And in image, when you look at man physiognomically, so his outward appearance, that's his image. Amen. In his likeness, in the things that God stands for, in the things that God will do, that's why we are also created. Amen. Hallelujah. So, I thought myself and my father were a perfect example of a son looking like his father, until I saw myself and my son. Okay? And I tell you this. When I was growing up, I don't like wearing shirt. That we get home and then he tell me to wear a shirt, and then we sit down in the house and I would rather be bare chested Okay? And then I see my wife chasing my son around the house. Why are you not wearing the shirt? Why are you not wearing the shirt? I said, for the life of me, I won't tell her in front of her. I said, he's not going to wear a shirt. Say, why? I said, because he's like me. You knew me when I started wearing a shirt. I said, I grew up like that from primary one to primary six. In the house, I've been running around with that shirt. That's one. Number two, whatever he wants to do is what he wants to do. Okay? So if you tell him, sit down, you can't do that thing. He will sit down and he will not do it. Then he come to you an hour after. I said, okay, so why did you say I should not do that thing? I just want to know. And then he keeps pestering his mother. And then we're like, why are you just like this? And I tell his mother, he's not going to accept. I said, that's how he's wired. Because he's created in his father's likeness. Amen. So when I go to his school, and they say, Mr. Drew, would you? I'll tell you this one, very funny. One day I got to his school, and they said, your son is too popular. I said, okay, so what has his popularity done? He said that he's in his class, okay, and everybody comes looking for him, that he's making trouble. I said, how is it that he's making trouble? He said, so when everybody comes looking for him, he drops a word for them, something, and then everybody starts laughing. And then his face is straight. and everybody says, it's him that said it. But the boy that said it is looking straight. He's not laughing. And I said, how is that his problem? They said, because he's the one causing it. But I said, he's where he's supposed to be. He's in his class. They have come to look for him. Right? And then he drops that. Honestly, that's how I was when I was a boy. If I say something now, my face will be very straight. And all of you start laughing. Everybody will start laughing. And then you wonder who said it. I'm saying when God said he created us in his likeness, he deposited on us the same thing that he can do or that he will do. Hallelujah. God has creative abilities. He has said that we should go and create our environment. The words that we speak, they are creative. Amen. It's not only when they say don't speak evil to your child that they say this thing will have effect. When you speak those words, creative words to your life, because you are born with that likeness of God, you will create an environment for yourself. Hallelujah. So when Mr. Sajere was talking about Peter, and then they looked at the tree that Christ said it should dry off, Christ said, if you will say to this mountain, hallelujah, be thou moved. Why would he tell you to say to this mountain? Because he knows that you have the same likeness on the inside of you. Well, it takes you to debrief yourself, take all the things that you have taken along the line. You know, that's why the Bible says you'll be like children. Along the line, because we are growing and we think that this environment will capture us or we have dominion over us if we don't do something, we begin to lose sight of our own abilities. Amen. Everything that we are using today was created by one human being. I don't mean that the one human being created about everything, but if you say, for instance, a plastic bottle, one human being sat down and created it. It's a creative ability. If you look at the aeroplane that is flying, people like me can decide and tell you that this is the logic by which a plane flies. But one man sat down and put that logic together. It was creative enough. Amen. And the plane ordinarily will look like a bird in the air. Hallelujah. Amen. And then if you look at the car, one man designed it. And everything that everybody else is doing is redesigning what one man has created. God has put on us that likeness. Okay? And then he has created us in his image. He says we have been fearfully and wonderfully made after the very express image of God. Wonderfully. So, you look at somebody and say, this person is not all right. Let me just use the word all right for the sake of whatever. You say, this person is not looking all right. Hallelujah. That person was created in God's image wonderfully. Have you seen models before? Those ones that don't have hair. Why are you laughing now? Have you seen the ones that don't have hair? Those models, you don't know them. You know they are richer than you. in terms of dollars or not in terms of resources. Why? Because somebody looks at them and could see the handiwork of God in them. When you look at them, you say, what's this one now? How come this one is a model? That's what you say. But when the person that chose them as a model will tell you, it will tell you that if you look at this curvature, it is one in a million design. There's nothing that God has made that is not good. You are the best of God's handiwork. Amen. I am the best of his handiwork. So if I will manifest as the best, I have to stay where he has put me. Amen. Adam and Eve, they wandered. And that's why man has wandered away from his original roots. But Christ came, the second Adam came, and restored us. And that's what we should be looking on to. That restoration that he has given to us. And that's why you need to begin to remove from our thinking the old self and look at the new being that he has created. Amen. Hallelujah. The new you is what you should look at. If he put the breath and you became a living soul, and he says you are the spirit, and then he's the born of the spirit is spirit, know well that where God connects with you is in your spirit. And your spirit will rule over the flesh as long as you take dominion. Amen. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, 27, 28, it says, have dominion. It did not say, I have given you. Hallelujah. What he has given you, you have to possess it. Have dominion. Amen. If you're a spirit being, walk by the spirit. Hallelujah. And somebody say, does that mean I have to walk all the day in the spirit? We are in God's presence. If you don't take cognizance of the presence of God, then you'll be not walking in the spirit. Oftentimes, everybody thinks that it's until you pray that you can draw his presence. But when your spirit is alive in him, let's go to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 17. I read from verse 22. It says, then Acts 17 from verse 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of Areopagus and said, men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious. For as I was passing through and considering objects of your worship, I even found an altar with inscription to the unknown God. Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you. God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of earth, heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their preappointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek him in the hope that they might grope for him and find him. True, though he is not far from each one of us. Hallelujah. Take note. It says, though he is not far from each one of us. So when you say you are finding God, it's not that God is far away. Hallelujah. That's what he's saying. He's not far from each one of us. What is far is our heart that is far away from him. Then he says, though he's not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being. Hallelujah. As also some of your poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Hallelujah. He says, in him we move and have our being. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's not far from us. Hallelujah. It's when we decide to step into his presence that we say, wow, we have found him. Hallelujah. And we can continually be in tune with the God of our sustenance. Amen. If things are happening around, remember we started from Job chapter 5. If things are happening around, it's not that God is not there. Hallelujah. It's not that God is not there. What you should be looking for is that what is God saying to me in the midst of these things. Because in him I move, I live, and have my being. Amen. That means that he's going to sustain you. In all things, he will sustain you. With all things, he will sustain you. Hallelujah. Amen. So do not be disconnected from your source. Not doing anything in the spirit is disservice to yourself. It's an understanding you need to have. The Bible says you get wisdom and you get understanding. Understand that God himself is spirit. Hallelujah. So when we keep saying, latch on to the spirit of God, walk with the Holy Spirit, pray with the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, it is not out of place, because that is where you will be sustained. If the sea will sustain the fish and the earth will sustain the tree, the breath of the Almighty, which is the spirit of the Almighty, will sustain you and I. Let us therefore stay where he has asked us and be where he has asked us to be. Amen. Some people do not know that they move in him. Hallelujah. But this morning we've read in Acts, it's because it's not far away, because you are in him. Hallelujah. And you live in him. Hallelujah. And it's in him that you have your being. Everything you do is not without him. So if you do something that is successful today, it's not without him. Amen. So people that take care of livestock, is it because you feed them on a daily basis that they are alive? No. Is it because you give them inoculation that they are alive? No. It is because God, who said you should have dominion, has sustained you and is giving you that ability to sustain them. So if you are doing business, hallelujah, you find yourself in business and you are making money, it's not because you know that 20 tons of sand in somewhere in Ogun State will be cheaper than 20 tons in Ebe. So you will go and buy in Ogun State. That's not why you are making money. It is because it's the one that gives you power to make wealth. The day you get disconnected, you will discover that one you say is cheap, something cheaper can be found even with this environment that we are in. Amen. It gives insight. Hallelujah. The word of God, the Bible says, is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. That lamp, the illumination of that lamp, you cannot compare with anything. If you go back to John chapter 1, it said, and in it, that light was the light of men. You know, there are different kinds of lamps in this life. The car I used to use in Ibadan, a 1978 model of Nissan Datsun, when you put on the headlamp, you cannot read a book with it. That's not the lamp of God. It says that lamp that is the word of God, that is a lamp unto your feet and a light, it gives illumination. And so when you begin to see things, it's not because you know it. It is because of this word that is on the inside of you, giving you light so that you can see. Amen. Hallelujah. And it is not everybody that will be a tailor. If God gives me light, that I'll be a tailor. I will sew clothes and design clothes that you have never seen before. Amen. I will take this material that Mr. Sajidia is wearing. I will use the same material, produce something, and you will not know it's that material. That's what God does when you rely on him. Amen. And that's how he set Oliab and Bezalel apart. He said, excellent spirit from him. Excellent spirit. He did not give them anything new. No new hand, no new body. He said, excellent spirit of the Lord was upon them. And he gifted them in different works of crafts and art. Hallelujah. The things you know to do is not you that know how to do them. It is the spirit of the Lord that is on the inside of you that is doing his work. Let's rise on our feet. Peradventure you think that I have known everything. Peradventure you think that I understand everything, that I can navigate this life by the things I know. Know this morning, that is not so. He said in Genesis chapter 2, then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground. And He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Hallelujah. So you are born by the breath of God, and you will be sustained by the Spirit of God. Thank him and give him all the praise this morning. Magnify the name of the Lord and thank him, because it's just the beginning of exposition of the word. Even as you ruminate on this, God begins to show you things in better light that even that you have not touched, and he will grant us the grace he did in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we give you all the praise. Thank you for where we are, and thank you for where we are going to. And thank you because of sustenance. We will not lose sight of who you are. And because we know that we draw our strength from you, things happening around us will grow dim in the light of your glory and grace. We give you all the praise, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.